How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. Do you secretly eat when nobody sees you? Do you fear eating certain foods? Do you feel guilty, or are you even beating yourself up after eating something unhealthy? Then this podcast episode will be for you. I want to talk about holding fear or feeling guilty or even ashamed of food, something so fundamental to our life. We all need to eat something to sustain ourselves. No matter if you are still eating some animal products and you want to transition to a more plant-based lifestyle, or you're already vegan but you want to incorporate more whole foods, or you are looking into raw foods and you are interested into switching to a fully raw diet, you can take something away from today's episode. It is super important to become aware of these patterns, of these habits, if you are holding them. If you answered any of these questions that I just asked with yes, then it is very important for you to tune in while you are eating, and especially after you are eating. And in today's world, it can be very stressful. Our lifestyles might not be fully balanced, and sometimes we just grab or go towards food to find comfort. And I agree that in the long term, we want to look into solving these habits and finding new coping mechanisms that are actually healthier and helping us to move forward in life. But if you're still sometimes grabbing things to find emotional comfort, like grabbing certain foods that are not optimal from your perspective, then it's so important to be okay with it, to accept it, and to surrender to eating the meal that you prepared, or even just a snack that you call unhealthy, and to surrender to the experience fully. Because when we start beating ourselves up, when we start feeling ashamed or guilty for eating certain foods, it creates these emotions inside of our body that will actually make you, not only your physical body, but your emotional body, feel much worse than any food ever will be able to. No food in the world can make you feel so bad than your own mindset. And that is something really, really important to remember the next time you might be doing something like that. You know, for example, if you grab some unhealthy snack, maybe some chocolate, and you wanted to stay off all sweets, it doesn't really help you to fight it and to try to avoid it when you're going to do it anyways. And this is really just speaking from experience. I'm no exception. It is just another level. Maybe you are, like as I just said, maybe you are eating animal products and you want to go vegan, and you have been eating vegan for a week, and then you ate meat again because you were at some party or something. Quite unlikely right now because of all the lockdowns and everything, but you know what I mean. So for myself, it might be, you know, I'm mostly fruit-based, lots of raw food. But I'm also sometimes, you know, I'm eating cooked food quite regularly now. And sometimes I might even have a vegan burger with a vegan, you know, mock meat patty, a burger patty. And this is like the furthest I will go down the eating pyramid, like from healthy to unhealthy foods. Because for me, my body just doesn't agree with eating that regularly. I just can't. But if I do, because some friends are coming over and I'm making, you know, amazing vegan burgers for them, and they all really like enjoy it, sometimes I'm sitting together with them and I'm enjoying a burger. Sometimes I just don't want to have a salad or a soup or some simple cooked meal. And then it's totally okay. In the beginning, I would really like truly program myself and I would say, oh, tomorrow I will feel so bad. I will wake up and have like, I don't know, like stomach pains and I will be bloated and things like that. And literally the next day, when I was still doing that, when I was still having that negative self-sabotaging self-talk, I would wake up and I would have exactly the symptoms I just described. But luckily now, after a while of doing it, I realized what I was doing and I switched my behavior. I switched my habits and found new ones. Now I'm really like surrendering. I'm really like enjoying the burger and the juiciness. And I'm just, you know, I'm taking care of my body. I'm drinking a little more water after it. I try to still get some fiber within the same meal, just to help move it through a little bit better. But I'm not like, oh, I have to, you know, do a colonic the next day to get it out of my body again, or I have to take some psyllium husk and some clay to cleanse my my colon or my intestines, you know, things like that. That's not really the mindset I'm having anymore, because it was a toxic one. It was a toxic mindset. And now, sometimes, for example, now for Christmas, I did a vegan meatloaf for everybody. And we did like typical German dumplings, and I made a dark sauce and things like that. And it was quite heavy for me. It was actually really heavy. I usually wouldn't eat it, but I did, and I just drank lots of water, and I didn't program myself that I will feel bad the next day. I'm still feeling the effects, for sure. I feel a difference compared to fruit or raw food or even simple cooked. For sure, I feel the difference. But I woke up the next day and I was fine, because I programmed myself that I will be okay, that I can push through the next day. I might go for a longer walk, you know, spend a little more time outside, moving my body, and just moving into a more healthy direction again. But also, it's very important to remember to keep the balance, you know, even if you had a really heavy meal that you normally wouldn't eat, it doesn't help you to get into the mindset of, oh, now I need to fast for like a few days to clean my colon and my intestines again, because it will be stuck in there and I will feel so sick. And now I have to eat only fruit the next day, or only raw food, or whatever it is, you know, that you think will help you to move through that. It doesn't help you to go into the other extreme and try to, you know, balance it out that way. It just doesn't help, you know. The answer is really simple, and the way you can move through it is super simple. It's just going back to what you're used to, just going back to your normal habits, not going into the other extreme, but just moving into the other direction again, moving towards more whole foods, more raw foods, but not pushing fasting or pushing, oh, the next day I have to cleanse again in some way and I have to sweat it all out because it's all in my body now. That is really, as I said in the beginning, that is really the most toxic thing you can do to yourself, is have toxic thought patterns, toxic habits, and toxic things that you are telling yourself. So I encourage you to tune in the next time you are eating, or the next time you getting a craving of something unhealthy that you wouldn't normally eat. And watch your thoughts. Just surrender to it and watch, and don't fight it. Just go into the experience fully and surrender, and just listen to what you tell yourself. And this is the first step. The first step is becoming aware of how we talk to ourselves and what we are doing and the habits we have. And then once we identify them, we can go over to the next step, which would be finding new habits we can exchange them with. Because if we want to let go of one habit, we need to exchange it for something. If you want to stop eating processed vegan foods, you need something to replace it with. You can't just let go of that habit. You need to eat something. And in the same way, if you spend too much time on your phone every day, you need something to replace it with, no matter what it is. And even if it's just a little bit healthier, you know, or a little bit better, it's one step into the right direction. It doesn't mean you have to quit your phone completely and not go on your phone for 7 days and do like a phone detox in a way. That usually doesn't help either. Just as I explained, it's about moving into the right direction and taking the first step. And then one step after the other. Just one step after the other. And you will realize very quickly how many steps you already took. Small steps. But after a week, after a month, after a year, this will be huge. You know? Same as running a marathon. You can't just jump to the finish line. It takes a while to get there, but it's one feet after the other. Just one step, next step, next step. And even if your steps might be small, you are still getting somewhere. And it's much more about consistency than intensity. Consistently moving forward and then reaching your goals or moving more towards your goals, having them as a guideline, but not being attached to certain goals, and also being okay with moving into other directions sometimes and then keep moving forward. That's really how we progress when it comes to eating healthy, but overall developing a healthy lifestyle. And this is just what I'm trying to get across here. It's speaking from my own experiences and sharing them with you, because when it comes to eating healthy and detox and developing a balanced, healthy lifestyle, I did many, many mistakes. Many, many mistakes. But the good thing about that is I can teach you those mistakes. I can talk about it and I can show you the solutions, so you don't have to do the same mistakes that I made. So if you like this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. And you can check me out on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. But most likely you came from Instagram to check out my podcast. Feel free to download it and to follow the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. Otherwise, as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. The easiest way would be through Instagram, as I just mentioned, fabio.bellanova. Just send me a quick message, anything really. Any question you have, if it's a personal question, or if you want to know something that you are going through and you want to share it and get another perspective or some help, I'm here for you. So thank you again so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.